you know, when it comes to this, 1 Peter 5:8 gives us a clear warning. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And see, this was written to believers. He still bothers us because he wants to derail us from being effective for the kingdom of God. I mean, like that passage, it's a direct warning. You know, if he can't get us to focus on things, well, basically, if he can get us to focus on things other than God, then we can't help the kingdom of God at all. Mm. So, you know, if his first attempt fails, like, you know, he can't stop us from becoming a Christian, then he's going to go to plan B, stop us from being effective for the kingdom.
And how many times have you seen that where people are like, man, like I'm saved by just like, I'm always feeling like I'm not effective. I feel like I can't get over this and this and this. And it's amazing the distractions that he'll throw in front of us.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, as Christians, we're supposed to expect that the enemy's going to attack us. Mm-hmm. I believe even last week I mentioned the fact that for me personally, if I don't feel like I'm being bothered by the enemy, it's kind of like a bit of a flag that says I should start to worry. Am I a threat to the enemy's kingdom? You know, why is he leaving me alone if I'm being such a threat to his kingdom?
Yeah,
right?
and of course, like not looking for it, like, oh, I hope that I'm bothered this week.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's not going out looking for it.
I get what you're
right.
saying for sure.
Yeah.